Hello, Nigel Ogden here. It's good to be back with you once again with another selection from the archives. And this time it's one of those occasions when I thought we'd let the music do the majority of the talking, as it were. Now, as many people will remember, I'm sure, back in the late 1980s, early 90s, those of us involved with The Organist Entertains were also responsible for providing weekly 15-minute solo organ programmes called At the Console, which were broadcast on Radio 2 at 4:45pm each Saturday afternoon. Well, I thought it might be an idea to either remind you of a couple of those, or indeed let you hear them for the first time, if that's the case. Now, as we don't hear too many examples of this particular make of instrument, they both feature Christie organs, and as far as the first programme is concerned, a couple of other instruments as well. Now, that fine musician Brian Sharp loved to multitrack his recordings, and although the end results weren't always to the taste of theatre organ purists, there was no denying they were musically excellent. Well, this programme takes us back to the 9th of March 1991, when Brian was resident organist at the Sandford Park holiday complex near Poole, which at the time was home to the ex-regent Poole Christie, supplemented on this occasion by Technics Pro 90 and Kauai electric piano. So sit back and enjoy our first At the Console this evening from Brian Sharp. Thank you. Brian Sharp on Christie Theatre Organ Plus Technics and Kauai Electronics at Sanford Park in March 1991. And I'm sure that after his opening Irving Berlin medley, you recognised Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady, Kotelby's Inner Persian Market, and a closing medley of Golden Oldies. Well, for our second At the Console programme from the archives, which was broadcast on the 12th of August 1990, we head around 90 miles east along the south coast to Brighton, home of the Dome and its superb concert organ, and for so many years, resident organist Douglas Reeve. Now, I remember that some people used to get very worked up about whether the Dome organ should be referred to as a Hill, Norman and Beard or a Christie. But, of course, both names apply, as Christie Theatre organs were made by HNB. I also recall that I was the producer for this particular recording session, and I was expecting Douglas to record individual items to make up the 15-minute programme. But that was not what happened. Douglas said, "How long do you need, dear boy?" I said, as near to 14 and a half minutes as he could make it. "That's fine," he said. "Put the stopwatch where I can see it, and I'll get on with it." And that's what happened. We started the tape recorder, Douglas started the stopwatch, and in one take produced the following. Thank you. And 14 minutes and 20 seconds later, Douglas Reeves stopped playing, just as if it had been a live broadcast. And of course, he'd played many of those in the past. The sign of a true professional, and I'm sure you recognised the March Imperial Echoes, Forgotten Dreams, the Tritch Tratch Polka, the Teddy Bear's Picnic, and a couple of Gershwin classics. Well, I hope you've enjoyed those two Saturday afternoon at the console programmes from the 1990s. Damon will be back with you next week, highlighting music from the pen of Jimmy Van Heusen, so do join him then if you can, and I'll look forward to being back with you on June the 10th. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.